is a man you all knew as The Bachelor, and he, of course, is also a man that makes some of the best wine around, and has a great ranch and vineyard and brewery in Santa Barbara area of California. And he joins us right now, Andrew Firestone. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you, sir? Thank you for having me on.
It's nice to have you on. Well, I actually drive around in Firestone tires, so you know, that was a problem at one time though with my Ford Explorer. I'm sure that gave you guys nightmares as well, huh?
Well, luckily we making wine out in California, so we didn't have anything to do with that.
Who does the tire part of it? Is that something completely different?
That's Bridgestone Firestone runs the tire aspect of it.
So they just bought the whole thing.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. So your only concern is your vineyard.
Yes, sir. We have a vineyard out in California and a brewery out in California as well, and mm-hmm. so we make some great wines and beers.
I got to say, I've never tried either one. I thought maybe they'd send one out here so I could try it while I was interviewing you, but no.
Wow, maybe that would have softened up the interview a little bit.
It would have been great. I would have been wonderful. I would have said, "Hey, how are you? Just say whatever you want to do. It's no problem."
Well, we'll make sure we get some out to you then.
you're doing some kind of. Tell us a little bit about this Cannonball.
Well, coming up on Friday is the start of the Cannonball One Lap of America race. This race is a 5,500-mile race across the country, and it basically hits over the course of 7 days, seven different tracks, in which the seven different time trials occur. So it's basically, it's a little takeoff of the old Cannonball Run from the 60s, but it's sort of legitimized it a little bit and turned into more of a touring and racing event.
Hmm. Now, what is the goal of this thing? Does it raise funds, or is it just for fun, or, you know, what does it do?
It's for fun, basically, and it's, we're going to be driving a Subaru WRX STI, manned by my co-pilot, my brother and I. And we're going to be taking it across the country. It's to have a little tour of the country. And then it also kind of encompasses a couple of different race tracks as well as we hit them across the country.
Hmm. Wouldn't it be kind of fun if you guys, got some donations per mile to give to a charity somewhere? And
that would be great. You know, we haven't actually gotten that far. We just sort of joined the thing recently.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a fun thing to do, and it would be harmless, and you guys can give a little bit back. Cause it's for many of us who grew up in just your average American family with the mom and dad who worked or dad who worked out there and mama who stayed home and took care of us. It must be a little bit different to be raised to have good genes to be raised in a family that already has an established business, established name, but it also must be a responsibility that many of us don't understand.
Well, I mean, I didn't really notice much of that growing up because. You know, like any other kid, I had chores growing up. I had to, I wasn't, nothing was handed to me on a silver platter. I was forced to do everything like every other kid doesn't want to do. Certainly there's an added advantage in some aspects. I was lucky enough to have access to good education, and I suppose the responsibility is on my shoulders to make the best of it.
Exactly. There are many people who have been handed these tools that have crashed and burned.
Exactly.
So it's a good thing. Now, tell us a little bit about what got you on The Bachelor. And I know that, your ex on that show has been making the rounds, but talk a little bit about that. I know it's something you probably don't talk about too much, but we all watched it. It was a big thing. And what made you even do it in the first place? And do you regret it at all, or did you enjoy the experience?
Oh, I certainly enjoyed this experience. It was a fun experience. I don't think you should ever regret any experience that you ever have. So, I had fun doing it. It was a positive experience overall, and certainly no regrets.
Yeah. And did you actually think that at the end of this thing that we're going to have some kind of permanent relationship, or was it really you were looking more for other things?
Well, I suppose any time you go out on a date, you never know where it's going to end. There are eventually, that first date's going to turn into a long-lasting relationship. And I was hoping that something would work out for the future.
Hmm.
There certainly was no guarantees, but I think you have to approach it with an open mind.
Yeah. Now, is your brother Adam single as well?
My brother Adam is 15 years older, 13 years older than I am. He's married and has four kids.
Is he really? Uh-huh. So he must be living vicariously through you.
I suppose so, but...
Is marriage something that you're looking for, or are you just really enjoying yourself at this point?
Oh, I'm having a blast. I mean, I think that, life's full of adventures. This is an adventure, and just sort of smiling and enjoying it.
Yes, I mean, he's married with four kids, but he's still getting out there to do the cannonball for 7 days, which is nice.
Yeah, and, you know, the cannonball is a great race because it allows sort of the weekend warrior, driver to be able to go and compete, you know, in a real racing event. But you don't have to be a professional. You know, it's full of a bunch of novices. So we're going to have a good time together.
Now, how many other teams are there competing against you?
So a total of 90 different teams.
Wow.
And in a variety of classes, of different car classes. We're going to be in the small sedan class, driving our WRX, and hopefully we'll have a good showing.
Now, I understand that there is actually a website where people can follow you.
Yeah, want to track our success or lack thereof, you can go on to www.firestoneonelap.com. And that'll kind of keep tabs on us and how we're doing. It also has a lot of good giveaways and information and all kinds of stuff.
And there's also the andrewfirestone.com as well.
Yeah, that's my website that has a bunch of information on wine and recipes and sort of overall wine knowledge.
Are you a big wine guy? I mean, do you ever have a meal without a wine?
Oh, certainly, but, I enjoy wine. I think it enhances a meal. I think it enhances the experience overall. So, yeah, I consider myself a bit of a wino.
Yeah. Now, are there wines that you grew up with that you said, hey, I really love these, or were you really brought up on your own stuff?
I think it was a variety of things, whether, on our wines especially, because they were around. But obviously, I didn't start drinking until I was 21, so my experience has only been in the last 7 years.
Hmm. Are your mom and dad still around?
Yep. Dad started the winery 30 years ago, and my mother and he have been married for 47 years, and are happily sort of chugging along, watching over their four kids and 11 grandkids.
Your mother was a ballet dancer.
She was a ballerina with the Royal Ballet.
Yes. Yeah. Now, did mom and dad ever say to you, hey, Andrew, come on, it's time to settle down, go get married?
That was the point. That was why I did the show.
That was the goal.
Uh-huh. They certainly say that, but no, they support me in whatever I do.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nice that you can that you have some freedom, but you also have a lot of responsibilities that you answer to.
Yeah, certainly. And I think that everyone needs a good balance of the freedom to explore, but also boundaries that sort of keep you in check.
You have a family business, but I'm sure you put your own brand. You and your brother both have. What are some of the things that you like to do in terms of challenges to changing to the company and growth for the company?
Well, we definitely we have a respect for our tradition in winemaking and now beer making, and the whole beer project was sort of spawned out of what we did with the winery. So it's a little bit of our own spin on what we did with the winery. But it also allows us to sort of grow and do something on our own.
Is there any chance that the Firestone beers will be in all the six packs in homes all around the country?
Well, we don't know. We're pretty small still. I mean, we're all over California, but we're still a little bit small, too small to go out and be across the country.
Hmm. You don't want to ever get that large.
Well, maybe someday, but we think we need more siblings to make it that large.
Well, your brother has four, so
Yeah, we're on our way. We are growing.
Yeah, you're doing all right. Well, good luck in the car race. Stay safe.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be watching you. We'll be watching your progress as you go along.
Thank you very much, sir.
Take care.
All right, bye.